News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Government is expected to sign a $5 billion US dollar Memorandum of Understanding MOU with German engineering company Krauk Systems early next week to implement aspects of the Logistics Hub initiative. The MOU will facilitate discussions between the consortium and the Jamaican government to determine the specific projects that will form part of the investment. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton, who made the disclosure, says the consortium has expressed interest in the proposed developments at Vernon Field in Clarendon, Caymanas Special Economic Zone in St. Catherine, and the construction of a dry dock.
Krauk System has displayed interest in the hub for the last year and a half, close on to 2 years. They've had people here doing their own background studies, looking at the environment and trying to determine whether Jamaica is the best place to spend their money at this time.
Minister Hilton was addressing a post-sectoral debate press briefing at the Office of the Prime Minister earlier this week. The University of the West Indies and the University of Technology will be the first two educational institutions to be issued with licenses to grow marijuana for research purposes. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says this will be allowed under the provisions of the Dangerous Drugs Amendment Act, which took effect Wednesday. He says strict conditions will accompany the granting of the licenses.
It is not to promote the smoking of ganja, it is to recognize that this product has tremendous value in it. And as we move towards enabling the commercialization of medical ganja, the research aspect is crucial.
The new Electricity Act, which will modernize the sector, should be passed in Parliament early next month. That's the word from Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell. Minister Paulwell says the new law will provide a modern, codified system of regulating the generation, transmission, supply, distribution and dispatch of electricity.
I'm very pleased that recently we tabled the new electricity bill in this Parliament. This bill, which we hope to pass by the first or second week of May, defines the roles and responsibilities of the regulator, and in this case the OUR, and of course the ministry.
Minister Paulwell was making his contribution to the 2015-2016 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Wednesday. The Transport, Works and Housing Ministries to carry out an assessment of damage to roads, drains and gullies in several Northwest St. Andrew communities to determine the extent of the necessary repairs. Junior Minister Richard Azan says the ministry's technical team will conduct the exercise and prepare and submit the estimates for repairs by next week.
The team have to put the numbers together and for us to sit and to see what funding we have for this year, that we can able to maybe do one or two of the breakaway.
Among the critical areas are breakaways at the Roehampton Gully in Havendale and the Perkins Gully adjoining Pembroke Hall, and damage to roads and drains in Meadowbrook and Queen Hill, resulting from flood rains over the last 6 years. And Crime Stop is reminding the public that there is a $50,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons responsible for last month's fire at the Riverton City Disposal site. The fire, which started at the site on March 11, was determined to have been deliberately set.
If we could just find out who it is who is setting these fires, our health is at risk in the capital city. We need to stop this kind of thing. So if anybody does know who it is who is setting it, please just step forward. It's your civic duty.
Manager of Crime Stop, Prudence Gentles. She's urging persons with information to call 311 or visit the official Crime Stop website, crimestopjamaica.com, and click the report a crime option, then complete and submit the form. The process is completely anonymous. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.